Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Yeah! Happy fucking happy hour!
It's Ross Matthews!
Oh my gosh, we are doing happy hour. Cheers, right? Cheers.
You're the only happy hour guest, you can confirm this, that I have given my because Trump wine glass to. Because fucking Trump, Ross.
Oh yeah, I heard about him.
Did you, were you like all of us on Celebrity Big Brother when you were interviewing Omarosa?
We're going there. Let's do this. Yes.
Right? And she said, it's so bad.
Yeah, is this so the music bad. They were playing?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, no. That's what I heard, too. You know, that was like at 2 in the morning on, like, I don't know, day 5 or something. It was the second episode they aired. And then when I first saw her walk into that Big Brother house, I thought a couple things. Yeah. One, the ratings are going to be huge.
Yeah.
And two,
I want to strangle the fuck out of her.
Oh, no. I thought,
oh, just me?
I've got to get the scoop from her because, like, she had done one interview since leaving the White House with Michael Strahan, and there were clearly talking points that had been agreed to. They hadn't talked about anything. So I thought, let me try to get the scoop. And after spending some time with her, I thought, if I can come at her, like, really, like, just sort of, like, understanding.
Sympathetic. Like, you were so much nicer than I would have been. Like, when she did that, I would have listened, and then I would have been like, I'm going to fucking strangle you. Yeah. You helped this happen. You.
I was almost there, but I'll tell you this. I also was trying to play a game. You know what I mean? Like, you don't stop in the middle of a football game to discuss your political views, right? I was just trying. I was trying to do two things. I was trying to get scoop for the people, for America, and two, also, like, get her trust to win the game.
You are, Ross Matthews, you are a fine American.
Thank you.
Understand you've been waiting for your Pulitzer, and I certainly hope it arrives for this investigative reporting, because nobody could have had the restraint that you did.
I'll tell you this. You're right. But nobody's giving me an award yet. But I will get one for that interview. I know it. I know I will.
Yeah. It's can we play the
You have it?
So yeah.
Hey. Okay.
Oh god, yeah. Oh yeah.
Who has that power to say what's going on?
See the music?
No. Not there. It's not my circus, not my monkeys. You know, I'd like to say not my problem, but I can't say that because
yeah. And then remember I followed up, are we going to be okay? Was it my follow-up question?
Do we have that one?
I think we have that.
Yeah. Are we going to be okay? That was my favorite. Okay. That was America's shit your pants moment.
Right.
Ross is going to find out for us.
It's going to be okay. I'm asking, you know, there's people screaming on both sides. You know what I mean? Of course, the dialogue, the debates are going on. But at the end of the day, people who are putting their kids through college, people who are gay and trying to make sure we hold on to our civil liberties, people who are just trying to get through the day, just want to know that we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And this is what she said.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, we don't have that?
I can tell you what she said. I can summarize it. Right, she said, no! Bitch said, no! We're not going to be okay!
And yet you stayed at the house.
Yeah, I stayed right
there.
That's
what I thought. Get out.
That was like, it was like Blair Bitch Project, right? It's
not going to be okay. No.
And it's worse.
I know, we were waiting to see her standing in the corner of the backyard with her face up against one of the cameras saying, it's bad.
It's bad.
It's bad.
And I, you know, I wanted her to lie to me, but you know, this is someone who hasn't had, like, I feel like we've all had a front row seat to this historical moment, but she was on stage while it was happening. She was part of the ensemble.
She helped this fucking happen. Pardon me.
And she said it's not going to be okay. So there you go.
Remember the whole, everyone's going to have to bow down to President Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I mean, listen. How do you feel? How do you feel about it every day waking up? Is that what we're having a happy hour?
Yes, this is why we drink.
We're taping a little early for you, and I was like, you know what? For Ross and for America, I'll do it. And for Ross's Pulitzer, I will start drinking now.
Well, I actually walked in. I was offered a drink. I go, oh no, it's probably a little early. And then I saw you. I thought, okay, we can do that just to get through together. I'm so happy to be here.
I love being your enabler.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Would you like some Ronnie Jackson Percocets? A Percocet for your thoughts on Ronnie Jackson?
You know what? Can I tell you what I really think about it? One, I didn't believe him at all once he came out and said Trump was 239 pounds. That's when lost all credibility for me.
You work the red carpet, for fuck's sake. You're like, really?
I'm like, okay. And so I feel like it's Trump's fault for putting this guy who was clearly unqualified out there. And then all of this, of course this happened. This is why you get people, because you find out this stuff behind closed doors and then you don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Right. And now they found out. I kind of feel bad for the guy.
Ross, let he who is not passed out at work thrown Skittles, Percocets out like Skittles and crashed a company car. Throw the first Percocet.
Yeah,
am I right, Travis?
Who hasn't been there?
It's at 6 a.m. every day for us.
I love that you said too much drinking on the job. I'm like, is there a correct amount of drinking for a doctor during a work day?
Good point. Yeah. Where's the red line there?
You don't really need a colonoscopy. Oh, that feels good. Sorry. I didn't do that because you're gay. I just thought it would be funny.
No, I didn't say that. I mean,
All right. So let's go back to Omarosa for a minute. No. Although let's not. But yeah, you because you did you. That's why she confided, because you did the like gay guy best friend, right? You remember she was crying. You're like, oh,
yeah. I wasn't trying to be your best friend. I was trying to be sympathetic to what it must be like to be her, because there is this woman who is the best at what she does. Okay.
Which you said, your quote is saying, I don't know what she does, but she's the best at it.
That is an accurate quote.
At being a reality show villain. That's what she's really good at.
She's very good at it. And she is very, very, very smart. And she worked for Trump. So if you sort of Google Earth her and look at her from far away, right? She's this woman who was very, very smart, who won on the show, who figured out how to get airtime and made a career out of it, right? Yeah. And then this person who she'd done business with for 15 years suddenly hilariously wins the presidency.
Ha, 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 ha.
So, well, not that funny, turns out, but wins the presidency. Then asked her, come serve your country. So imagine, and this is what she was explaining to me. I was really trying to see it from her point of view. Okay.
Right.
So she says, yes, I will serve my country. Maybe I can serve my community. And when she went there, she became the enemy of her community.
Yeah.
Right. That's how she feels.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to be empathetic.
She was Kanye before Kanye was cool.
Yeah. Kanye is almost a 2.0.
She's also powered by dragon energy. Isn't she?
Don't ask me.
So what you're saying is, from a distance, God is watching her. But you're saying, like, from a Google Earth perspective.
Are you trying to quote Bette Midler to make me understand the situation?
Yes. I speak gay man.
I
speak homo.
Yes. She puts up with me every morning.
I'm trying to say that I was doing a couple of things. I was trying to get the scoop out of her, and I was also trying to relate to her on a human level. I mean, what must that be like to be Omarosa?
Right.
She probably needed to process a few things.
Except that you make a point in another interview that is so true that... she's just such a fucking mercenary. She worked for Hillary Clinton's campaign, and then it's just like, oh, okay, I guess I'll go do this now. And it's like, this is how we are, where we are. This is not a fucking reality show. This is not like, oh, well, you know, because what was the thing? Didn't she say to you, oh, yeah, I think she would have been a fantastic president?
She did. Yeah, she did say that. Did they air that on the show?
Yes.
I didn't watch the Big Brother show because I lived it. I didn't need to. So they aired that part on the show?
Yeah, they had a conversation where everyone was sitting around in the living room, and she said, oh, Hillary would have made a great president.
Yeah.
And Mark was talking about her, saying that basically he's like, oh, we're just living in Omarosa's world. She's going to say whatever she needs to say to get airtime.
She is a fascinating, fascinating person. I'm not going to sit here and talk total smack because I feel like that would be going in reverse. But it was fascinating to spend. I mean, I shared a bathroom with Omarosa.
Oh, yeah.
The sentence you never thought you'd say in your entire life
is. Gotta be. Yeah.
Stop.
But
I'm fine with that.
She helped Trump take a shit on the entire country. It's kind of, he's up close that Ross got to actually say, Omarosa, can you hand me some toilet paper?
I did say that. But I spent 29 days sharing a bathroom with her, and I don't know which one's the real her. You know, we would have these.
Well, you said she has an on-off. You recorded it saying she has an on-off switch. You can see it in front of your eyes.
I'm not afraid of anybody. And, you know, I feel like you're the same way. So if somebody comes at me, I always say I'll educate them. So I would go toe-to-toe with her. And it would be like this sort of like tense thing. And then we'd walk away.
Yeah.
You're not walking off set because you're in a house. But I'd walk away and she'd be like, that was great TV. And I didn't know that we were doing a bit. But that's, I was just living.
But that, isn't that terrifying to you as someone that's done so much reality TV to go like, this has turned into a reality shit show the entire country, and it's not fucking funny anymore. It's literally like, because you're right, people like her and like Trump saw this as a game or a winning thing, and not, I mean, when you say on-off switch, I used to say that I used to have Ann Coulter on the TV show, like when I hosted Equal Time with Baby Cannon during the Clinton thing.
Tell me everything.
I think it's an act. It's a, you know, she was just one of many like zillion blonde pundits, you know, Republican pundit women. And I think she just went, oh, I got to start saying crazier shit to sell more books and get on TV.
You think so?
Yes. Like Alex Jones. But the president, fuck, there's no line now. He listens to Alex Jones and he believes the shit that he hears. This is entertainment for them.
So when does it stop? How does it stop? Does it stop when someone like Alex Jones is sued by the parents from Newtown? Does it stop when people start taking action when it gets so ridiculous? What?
I don't know if it'll stop him. You know, he'll pay the settlement and then he'll go on because he makes millions selling this bullshit to...
I was going to say, are people going to stop trusting? Because, I mean, look at Fox News right now. When all of this stuff blows up, are people going to be able to go back to Fox News? I mean, Sean Hannity talking about how I'm here for the little guys, and he's like taking $5 million from the government.
Is he going to be just like looking through like, it's like eye holes through an omelet, just like pulling egg off his face every night?
But nobody cares. I feel like it's already gone. You know, that scandal of, oh, I didn't disclose that because I'm not a real news person on Fox News. It's already gone. Nobody cared.
You're a bigger man than I, because if Omarosa had asked me for toilet paper, I would have said no, because you helped him take a giant orange shit over all of America.
See, would you have done that? And I think they wanted that in when they were casting. You know what I mean? I think they did want that kind of fighting. And I just thought like, oh my God, there's so much of
it's
that.
It's not you.
Going, well, one, it's not me. And two, that's what's happening everywhere. You know, there's every other channel has that. So let's just give them a fun show.
No, you did great. And this, which is why you're going to get a Pulitzer.
And you were America's favorite.
I was.
That's what matters.
You said you felt like Hillary Clinton. You won the popular vote.
I did, yes.
The Electoral College.
Because the Electoral College of Celebrity Big Brother is a bunch of like egotistical, jaded, famous people who didn't understand how the game was played. So when they went home and watched me actually playing it, they got a little better.
A little better. Yeah. So, also there was that was the nice part of the Omarosa also said Mike Pence will be even worse.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, you have that? Yeah.
Oh, you have that?
Yeah. Especially for us.
Let me relive this.
Yeah. Let's relive this moment.
As bad as y'all think Trump is, you would be worried about Pence.
I know.
So everybody that's wishing for impeachment might want to reconsider their life.
Absolutely.
We would be begging for days of Trump back if Pence became president. That's all I'm saying. He's extreme. I'm Christian. I love Jesus. But he thinks Jesus tells him to say things there. I'm like, Jesus, I say that.
Okay, what are the chances that a man that calls his wife mother is not Tony Perkins gay, in your opinion?
My opinion is not going to touch this one.
I just say Mike Pence is what? If we get Mike Pence, that's how we get the Handmaid's Tale.
Right?
Scary but true.
I'll tell you. I don't know.
I'm going to have to learn to like dick again.
His hair is a little Lego guy. You know what I'm saying? That's
it's
what
like
bugs
Snap-on Hasbro hair.
Yes, that's the part that bothers me the most. Which is, of course, a joke because it's frightening. What the potential could be? Because there are people fighting to remove this current president, right? And people aren't stopping and saying what the what. Now, during the campaign, I was shocked that the media wasn't saying what the what about Mike Pence. Because remember, this is a man when he was governor of Indiana tried to make it so I couldn't buy a cupcake.
Oh, excuse me, took money away from AIDS funding to give it to reparative therapy.
But Trump was such a circus in front of that the media never covered that. There was never a story. Why in a debate was it not asked, Should gay people be cured by conversion therapy, Mike Pence? Because that answer is important.
Yeah.
But there was too much of a shit show going on in the front with Trump that we never had those kind of questions.
Yeah.
So we are fighting. People are fighting for Trump to be removed. But what are we going to do when Pence is there?
Here's where we get all deep on Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour, Ross.
Oh, God. Hold on. Let me take another sip.
Yeah, I have some wine. No, but this is the part where you and I can both relate to, not just the Penn stuff, but my 95-year-old Trump-voting Republican mom called me. She never calls me. She's technology. Even her mighty machine makes her go, Bill, there's a beep. That's my brother. Anyway, but she called, and I was crying. And I said, you know, Mom, I really wanted you to see me get married before you. And I mean, because you know how personal this felt. This was not just politics anymore. This felt personal, that this racist, sexist, homophobic person could get elected. And you're right. Mike Pence is worse. And I know you've been quoted a bunch of times as saying, even on Big Brother, that it was important to you to show young gay kids.
Oh, yeah.
How far they could, you know, that they could be annoyed by Omarosa too one day when they grow up.
No, in all seriousness, what's always driven me is being showing young gay kids what it was like to be a gay grown up. Because when I was a kid growing up, that did not exist. I didn't know what a gay grown up looked like. I couldn't see them on TV. So I remember thinking to myself, like, can I be a grown up? Can I grow up?
Yeah.
Like, what is that? What will life be like?
Where'd you grow up?
A little farm town in Washington State.
Yeah, I've read about that, and you said looking like you do, it was tough. But also you were talking about, because I'm an old lady, and I know I'm friends with Jay Leno, too. There he is. Look, there he is behind you, shaking my hand on the Tonight Show.
Look at you are on the Tonight Show.
Look at me, you and me in the home.
A little baby Stephanie.
What?
It was a little baby Stephanie.
Yeah. But you were saying gay people wanted you off TV. I think Jay Leno, somebody asked you, I think Jay Leno would be accused of gay bashing today.
No.
And you said, I just never gave a flying fuck what people thought about me.
I don't think he would be accused of gay bashing now, because it was just, he was always fun and it was always good natured and I always pushed back. Someone else asked me that,
Joy Reid stuff. Everyone knows Jay Leno is a advocate of the gay community. He's like, he made fun of everybody.
Let me tell you, at the end of the day, what he did is he put someone like me on television for 14 years when people like me weren't allowed to be on television. So there you go for there.
Right.
But there's those
oversensitive people that are like, oh, he's making fun of him being flamboyant.
But I'll tell you, the people who, and remember, I started on television in 2001, really gay cartoon version of a human. And I got so much hate, not from straight people in the Midwest who hadn't seen someone like me on the TV. I got hate from the gay community emailing me every day saying, how dare you be so Nelly? How dare you be so Queenie? You're setting the movement back. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Those are the people. So I wrote every single one of them back.
Yeah.
Saying,
you said that or called them.
I called
Good
some of
you.
Them. I emailed them and I said, listen, if your parents can accept me in their living rooms, congratulations. Your life just got a little easier.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great point.
Thank you.
They might have been a little startled.
Yeah, who is this lady screaming at me on the phone? I got your email.
Do you remember we called a guy once that sent me, when I was on Fox News, a guy threatened to shove an AK-47 up my glory hole, which women don't have anyway. But
I wasn't here for that one.
And I was like, what kind of real American wants to shove a goddamn Russian-made rifle up a woman's something? But anyway, no, I called him, which, the FBI later called, unwise. But he included his number in the fucking hate letter.
Oh, Sock.
How did that?
Sock.
His name was Sock.
Yeah.
How did that call go?
Marginally. Better than most calls with men.
Or Stephanie.
It was fine. I think he's a little star. He was a retired insurance guy. He just thought, he was watching Fox News and he just thought he'd write some lady he never saw that, she was. Hope she got cunt cancer and died.
Did the conversation end in a different spot than it began? Like, did you get anywhere?
I don't think so. I'm not sure Sock was in total control of his,
Gotcha. Do you want to call him again?
Yes, let's do it now. Do I still have the number?
He's probably a member of that incel group.
I made him a jingle.
You did?
We made him a jingle because we're liberals. We're helpers.
Oh, I got rid of that.
Oh, you did?
You did.
Right, well, good job, Sean. Like, you didn't think that was going to come up suddenly.
We weren't expecting that to die.
There we go.
When Ross walked in.
Oh!
That's Sock.
His name is Sock.
It's nice to have a friend to help you get to heaven.
a special friend who's got an AK-47.
I'm picking
He's
it up.
A retired insurance man.
Yep.
With way too much time on his hands. And speaking of time, just look at the clock. It's time for Sock.
Nice. Nicely
nice.
Done.
Thank you.
See, now I like how you explain things to me. Do you do it in a Bette Midler lyrics or in like a jingle? A show to now I get it.
That's how the show works.
I understand.
Hold that thought, Ross. Let me refill your Chardonnay. Speaking of Chardonnay, running through me, Travis. Gotta go in the bathroom. But you know the other bonus for going in the bathroom? I can see my select blinds.
You gotta admire those things. Those are beautiful, beautiful blinds. And how did you put those up?
Oh, funny you should ask. Selectblinds.com, the simple, smart way to get blinds. Right, Sean? You and I did it together.
Piece of cake.
We have white, they're wooden furniture quality blinds in my bathroom. I have the exact same ones upstairs that cost like $1 zillion more. Roughly in like, you know, many years ago dollars.
You know where Ross could have used some? In the Celebrity Big Brother house, so he could make some shade and
thank
like,
you.
Hide and have a conversation without everyone eavesdropping.
Yeah, not have to see Omarosa when you don't feel like it.
Or imagine
Hello.
What you get her to say if she didn't think the windows were open.
Selectblinds.com. I'm going to guess that Ross has probably been on a home improvement show since he's been on every other kind of show.
He has. He was on House Hunters.
There you go.
He's looking. He's buying houses.
You can see these are all your favorite products you've seen on all of those shows. They are the highest quality, period. And it is so easy. They have specialists. They walk you through everything, right, Sean? How to choose, measure, even install your new blinds.
Yeah. I've never installed blinds in my life.
Right. The simple, smart way to get blinds. Do it to get the best deals on blinds, shades, and shutters. Shop today. Selectblinds.com. Remember, mention Stephanie Miller at checkout from that drop-down menu. Let selectblinds.com upgrade your home today. Selectblinds.com.
All right. Now let's get our drinks going.
Okay. So wait, we have something else in common. We have Could you take out the tiniest of violins for Ross and I? Oh. We both had our own shows. Hello, Ross, which I loved.
Thank you.
The Stephanie Miller Late Night Show.
Yes.
Which is why Jay had me on. Uh-huh. I don't know why he did not seem threatened and not think that would be a threat to the Tonight Show and had me on to promote it.
They
I don't know why
you
that
come
could
on
be, Sean.
Promote it?
That was very big of him. Man, I'm not going to be last. Maybe six, seven, 6 days.
That's supposed to be
but you sick. Talked about that, you know, we can joke about it now.
Yeah.
At the time, it's very painful. That was your life dream to get your own show.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. And yeah.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, since I was 7 years old, I always wanted a talk show. And then I worked, you know, really, really, really hard. And when I was 34, yeah. 33, 34, I got it. Well, I'm 38 now, but I got it, you know. And then with Chelsea Handler, I was guest yeah. hosting her show when she was gone because I was on every week.
Yeah.
And then that's
on
how
Chelsea
was,
Lately.
Chelsea
yeah.
Lately. And then she produced my show, and then she left E, and my show was doing well. You know, it was doing well.
Was
and it
was great.
Cheap.
I loved it.
Thank you. And it's just there were so many factors in that decision that for that show to go away. But
I know.
It was a great learning lesson in that you can, at the end of the day, we really are kind of artists, right? And you can create. And it, but in television or in this town, you have very little control of what happened.
Yep. Oh, I know.
Right?
No, they were like, we love what you do on your radio show. Don't do that now. Just read the cue cards and do the thing.
Yeah. So you went away. But you know what I also learned is that having a talk show was my North Star for like 20, 30 years. I mean, it was like my goal. And then it went, you know, I no longer have my North Star. So it almost freed me. So now it's like, oh, I can do anything now.
Yeah.
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 Like go on Big Brother. Interview Omarosa. Get a Pulitzer.
The important
thing. Like I said in my one, well, I was only asked to do one graduation speech. I said, you know, kids, sometimes your dreams turn out differently. Sometimes in my career, I found when, you know, somewhere when God shuts a door, he shuts a window too, and you're fucked. So good luck, everybody. Good luck, kids. That's not what I said. All right, Ross.
I wonder why that's the only one you ever gave.
I don't know. It's weird. I wasn't invited back. Yeah, but no, you're right. Like at the time, you... Because I was young too. I was really young, and I was like, they were like, "Would you like to go up against Leno and Letterman?" I was like, "Yes." Mm-hmm. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
And I remember looking at the guest list. And, you know, like Leno had I don't know, you know, Jim Carrey, and Letterman had Mel Gibson. And I remember in TV Guide it was printed. I had Becky the Hog Caller.
I'd watch your show.
Right?
Yeah.
You're a farm boy.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be like Becky the Hog Caller, really?
Mm-hmm.
She was the champion.
Could I get Becky's info? I'd like to have her on my podcast.
She's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just saying.
Right?
So that kind of it was like City Girl meets Country Girl was fun. Okay. So, yeah, but so anyway, but it is interesting because you've done so much. I mean, honestly, like, I had forgotten all this stuff because I know you was, you know, the intern from Tonight Show, like a lot of people did when we met you. And then Celebrity Fit Club, The Insider, Celebrity Big Brother, Hollywood Today Live, RuPaul's Drag Race,
yes.
Live from E! I mean, you've done...
Yeah, and yeah. Now Drag Race, I mean, that is just the biggest show on television right now.
It's
amazing
how it's blown up.
It really has. We got 8 Emmy nominations last year. I'm a judge on that show. And
yeah.
And I'm so proud to be on this show that is all about loving yourself and celebrating yourself and really celebrating artists and a new art form of drag. It's a really old art form, yeah. But for a lot of people
isn't
are watching for the first
weird
time.
Weird how politics between you and Omarosa and Nancy Pelosi coming on Drag Race are like... And
I
Trump
know.
And the White, right? Like, politics and entertainment are intersecting. Kanye and Trump, like, everything's intersecting in a weird fucking way.
Well, that's what happens when you elect a reality star.
Right.
Yeah, to be president.
But I'm not sure it's good. I mean, you know, when people are like, Oprah for president, I'm like, I don't... Well, she's great, but is this the bar now that you just have to be a celebrity?
I don't know. I mean, call me old-fashioned, but I want someone to have run for office before. I want someone to understand how to put legislation through the House. I want people to understand all of that before they take the reins.
Fucking nerd.
Yeah.
So when you went for mayor of Palm Springs, is that a stepping stone to something bigger?
Well, I am running for mayor. Thank you for bringing it up. Palm Springs 2032 or 2038.
Thank you for playing, proving my point.
Thank
exactly.
You. Yeah. Now, what I just said... that applies to the presidency does not apply.
No, that's a stepping stone.
To mayor of Palm Springs. That's how you start, darling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the next stop is the White House.
I'm in favor of it. Party House.
Do you live in Palm Springs? Are you
the White Party House?
Sorry, I had to go there.
That's so funny.
That's funny.
Yes.
You can call it the Winter White House, like Fuckstick calls Mar-a-Lago.
I want it to be Cameron Caskey and David Hogg, those kids from Parkland, Florida.
Yes.
Wow. Well, we don't even know if they're gay, but they did
they're going to prom together.
They said that.
Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
They tweet out a picture, said that they're prom 2018, and Cameron's guy's head on David's
cute.
Shoulder.
I hope that they're happy. Listen, but I do live in Palm Springs, and you should come visit sometime.
Wait, are you still in a relationship with
Salvador?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, thank God, because Wikipedia fucks me sometimes.
I saw Ross out at the chapel in West Hollywood on Sunday. Was he with you?
No, he was not.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
No. I was out with my best friend, CJ. But I live in Palm Springs, and I live here in LA, but Palm Springs is my mothership. It's my favorite place in the entire world. I'm there every second I can be.
It's gotten so gay.
Yeah.
It can't, I mean.
The whole city council is LGBTQ.
Right.
The mayor, over 50% of homeowners are gay. I mean, it's just so fun.
Now, wait, so you've been together how long?
Almost 10 years, Salvador and I.
But
wait, are you
not
married?
No, not married.
When's it happening? Can I be the flower girl?
Yeah.
Can I pump some, what? Oh. Yes, go ahead.
We fought for the right, you know, and then I was, like, tired after all that fighting, and I just, like, didn't have the energy to plan a wedding.
Rest. My chiffon is wet. Let's rest for a minute. But you better fucking hurry now, because...
Pence.
2 seconds from resignation and Pence. Let's go. Fucking handmaid's tale.
Don't even laugh about it.
No, I know. It's not... Like, I don't know if you heard today we were playing the Fox News interview, and if there's not a person that is, like, you've got to... 25th Amendment, this motherfucker, now he is completely batshit.
Yeah, but he'll do it to himself. He will do it to himself. I mean, talking about how Michael Cohen did represent him with Stormy Daniels, which is that he's conflicting himself when he was on the... Like, he's just so... there's so much verbal diarrhea out there. It's just going to get messy, and he's going to implicate himself.
Slip and fall in his own diarrhea?
I think so.
I would support that.
That's why they stopped any interviews.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Fox and Friends trying to help him. Just like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you know they just, like, hung up on him?
They cut him off.
The president, they were just like, okay...
Gotta go.
We know you're busy, Mr. He's like, no, I got more to say about Kermie. Line leaking. Okay, Mr. Heartbreak. Like, we all know heartbreak is bullshit, right? When there's not a heartbreak, it's not a heartbreak for the president.
No.
Yeah, sorry, my producer's saying.
It's the perfect excuse.
Yeah, right?
It is the perfect excuse, but everyone wants him on the air. They're not, I think they knew what the damage he was doing himself. He hasn't really done an interview since he sat down with Lester Holt.
Yeah.
And admitted that
he's so goddamn smart with a tweet. I didn't fire Comey because of Trump Russia. There, fix that. Nailed it.
Yeah. Oh, God, glad that's over.
Right? Oh, my God, he's so dumb. All right. So wait, let me go back to. So wait, what farm town are we talking about?
Oh, I'm from Mount Vernon, Washington, which is like an hour north of Seattle, right under the Canadian border. And we export more tulips than all of Holland. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God, so gay. And I feel like we're just going to break into some sort of Songs from Carousel or something.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind of town it is. It's really great.
So did you? It was a farm that you grew up on. Did they have?
I grew up. There were farms all around me. We were po, so we didn't have a farm. We had a Toyota. But there was.
Did you grow anything in the back of that?
No, but I'm sure there's something growing in it right now. We were all surrounded by farms.
Okay.
I grew up picking spinach, picking berries. I worked on a conveyor belt at a bulb factory. I mean, I was.
Oh my God, so macho.
Yeah, it really was.
That's how I grew up.
I know Travis.
We had 40 acres of figs next to us, 40 acres of oranges, 40 acres of grapes, but we were like.
Right there.
Look at Travis. He's a farm boy from Fresno with a Wonder Woman shirt that he ripped his own V-neck into.
This is what happens to farm boys.
No, I bought it at Zara. I don't know if it's in the men's women's section, but
like
I like it.
Most farm men in Fresno. Oh my God, this Wonder Woman shirt, it needs to be a V. It's too hot in the fields picking figs.
It did need to be a V in its defense.
It's true. It did need to be, and it looks nicer.
Yeah. Now. You.
No, so you had a, like Travis, you had a girlfriend in high school.
I did.
How'd that go?
You know, it went like you could imagine. I wrote a book as a bestseller, no big deal, called Man Up. And I talk about...
We didn't get the Pulitzer for that or the goddamn Omarosa interviews?
Nothing.
Pulitzer...
Nothing.
Can I call you Pulitzer? What's happening with you?
You're going to get a legacy award. They're going to look at the body of your work.
More like right. Pulitzer.
Yeah, right? Exactly. All right, go ahead. So
I did. It went, you know, it was one of those things where I just thought, okay, we got close because I was starting as Henry Higgins in My Fair Lady, and she was my dresser. So she would, like, quick change
me. Oh, my
me.
God, this is how every straight love story starts.
Yeah. And so, you know, she had seen me in intimate moments, and we were very close, and then I thought, well, you know, I should probably try it. It's like, you know, you don't know you don't like asparagus until you try asparagus.
That's right.
Right? So I thought, well, let's try it. And
maybe an Altoid is curiously strong. Maybe I'll like it.
I never had full on, really.
Did you see a vagina?
I went downtown.
You did town? Oh, yeah. Did you?
Yeah. Wasn't my cup of tea.
No.
No. And I write about it in graphic detail if you want that book. It's available
our friend Chris, who was my producer, he did that, and she had a yeast infection. So that's, I think, what made
it. Not me. The previous.
No. Previous producer.
Yeast infection.
In his throat.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
that'll learn you.
You should meet him. He actually does PR for Fantasy Resort Casino out in Palm Springs. So.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Good contact to have.
That'll make you a pole smoker for life.
That's one way to turn you off.
What is that?
Oh, God.
Wow. Oh, so wait. So you went downtown, and what did you think? Like, what did you think? Like, oh, this is some exotic. Wow, horror show. What is it?
In my book, I describe it like a plastic ice cream cone, in that you could lick and lick and lick, but it just wouldn't go away.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It just was there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it...
That made Stephanie thirsty.
You probably probably didn't know where the important part was, did you?
I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
You can't
just lick the whole ice cream cone. There's got to be... Listen, Sam Kinison... May he rest in peace, gave the best advice to men everywhere, is just lick the alphabet if you don't know what to do. Right? Come on.
Hey, explain that to me. Lick the alphabet?
Just A, B, all of that. See, you're going to hit something.
Awful.
Right?
No.
That sounds exhausting.
Sam Kinison lives in hell because Ross Matthews, comedian, does not know which legendary comedian... Really? Lick the alphabet bit? All right, fine.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
All right, I'm old. You're not. That's fine. Okay.
that's the big lesson we've learned here, Stephanie.
Stop it right now. No, stop it. We're like peers.
But you know what I love? That you just, like you were saying, you didn't back down, whether it was Omarosa,
mm-mm.
Milo, what's his fuck?
Yiannopoulos.
Yeah, about that.
What?
Remember
how
that?
Can you be, especially in Trump and Pence's America, how can you be a gay Republican? Same as Omarosa, same as Ann Coulter, without being just a fucking stupid performance artist that goes, this is how I'm going to get attention and make money, but I'm going to go against everything, you know, that I believe in or that who I am.
Let me give you a little context of this. He was fired from Breitbart, and he did a press conference, and when he came out, he was saying how happy he was that because of him being a right-wing, alt-right gay person, that now parents everywhere knew if their kid comes out, they're like, thank God they don't have to turn out like Ross Matthews. He used me. So I told you, someone comes at me, I just wanted to educate them.
And I want you to give you a reality show sting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can do it one more time.
Yeah. No, he has a different one.
You have a different one.
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So Milo said... kid doesn't turn out like Ross Matthews.
So good. You're good.
And then what happened?
It's like when I was on The Tonight Show at first and I told you I got those emails from people saying, you know, you're setting the community back. Like, it is tough enough being gay. And then to be told that
you're not the right kind of gay.
You're the wrong kind of gay. And I'm fine. I'm good. I know who I am and my value and my worth and everything. But I'm thinking about the kids out there, the kids who are watching Milo say that, who are the Nelly queens, and they're 13. And they're looking at this guy saying, okay, now I'm like struggling being gay, but now I don't even know how to do gay. And I wanted them to hear my message instead, which is however you are is how you are. And let's just love that. And I know that sounds cheesy.
You did this great video message. You said, my response is not about me. I'm proud to be the antithesis of whatever that guy is.
Yes.
Whatever he's not, I want my face on that poster. And good for you, because I thought, like, I don't. You know Shelley Wright, the country western singer that came out? Mm-hmm. She's a dear friend of mine. I call her my, coming out coach. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, at the time, like me, she was a lipstick lesbian. You know, like nobody assumed I was gay. No one assumed she was gay. And it's hard, certainly in the country music, you know, particularly, right? Because it's a very right wing.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, there's a fascinating scene in her documentary where there's this very sort of stereotypical butch, you know, editor of her book in New York. And they were looking at pictures of the book. And she's like, why do you want to wear dresses and lipsticks and heels like that? Like, why are you, like, you're trying to get a man to fuck you? And Shelley, to her credit, in the film said, fuck you.
She did.
Fuck you. Like, don't tell me how I express my sexuality. If I want to be a lipstick lesbian and I want to be feminine and this is how I express, like, and so I think you're right. It goes for both ways. It's like, but, and Shelley talks about her journey where really butch women made her uncomfortable for a time. And not that she said it publicly, but she was like, put a dress and some lipstick on, stop blowing my cover, you know, when she realized she was gay, you know. But I thought, you're absolutely right. That's why that's so important, that we look every way. We look, you know, butch men, we look feminine women, we look this, we look that, and any way you are is okay.
Even if you are a Republican gay. We have to be like, okay, God bless, do your thing, good for you.
Right.
We cannot come down too hard on people, because that's their version of who they are.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
I can think it's wrong and awful.
But they also have to take into consideration that
God bless them.
Want to take away their rights. And if
they
have to acknowledge that and be honest with themselves about what's going on.
Exactly.
God, you have some great Trump jokes. You glad you said...
I'm hosting GLAAD Awards in New York again. This is my fifth time hosting the GLAAD Awards.
You got a standing ovation. You said, since this is the room where Trump won, we're going to sage the room.
I did. We were in the room where Trump won... And I said we're going to stage the room, and so we did. We did stage the room.
Then you said, have you noticed how he's obsessed with certain words? Everything's big, bigly, enormous, huge. Guys, leader of the free world, total size queen.
Yeah, I did see that.
You know he has a little tiny shrill Cheeto penis, right? Like, you know, nobody's that insecure, right?
I forgot I said that.
Well, when you weigh 293 pounds, it's kind of hard to find, I'm sure.
Oh, stop. Bless his heart.
But it is really... amazing that even in Hollywood, have you ever met anyone that insecure and needing that much flattery?
No, my real issue with him, well, I have a few, but my real issue with him is there's never anything, never a point when he says, like, you know what, I was wrong about that.
Right.
And I'll own that.
Or someone else is to blame.
Someone else's fault or something. And, you know, just on a human level, like the best parts of my life when I have become better is when somebody held a mirror up to me and I realized that I was wrong or did the wrong thing or thought the wrong thing.
Yeah. They say forgiveness is more powerful for the one that, right? You know, I mean, whatever it is, like, you know, for the forgiven, but it really is. Forgiveness is powerful on both ends. Mm-hmm. And we've all had to do it where you go like, oh, shit.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
And those moments, I wish that for him. I wish that, and maybe he does feel that, but he never expresses that. I hope for him to be better.
You are such a bigger man than I am. It is really...
So, that sounds so cheesy, but it's true. I mean, what do I want?
I used to be nicer and happier, clapper. You're like, you remember, Travis? Or maybe you don't, but...
Yeah, that was when Obama was president.
It's like a year and a half ago.
No, but don't you feel like that? Like, I always felt like that, too, that, you know, I'm the happy, clappy liberal. There was a bunch of... Right?
Yeah, see,
that's behind me.
Happy.
But I do feel like Days. I'm like going, oh, this is making me mean. But I'm going, but he's the meanest human we've ever encountered. He's the biggest bully. He's horrible to everyone. Like, it's just, it's hard to not, like you were saying, like, you're someone that fights back against bullies. Mm-hmm. And I just, I don't know how to, I mean, I've said on the air, I've never said it in my life, Ross, I'm like, I hate him.
Yeah.
I don't hate anybody. I hate him. He is hateful and horrible and racist and sexist and homophobic and horrible in every way. And he is ruining, he's a traitor. He is ruining our reputation in the world. He is ruining America. He is causing all of more divisiveness. I mean, it's just, it's hard to underestimate how hard, when Omarosa looking goes, it's bad, Ross. Ross, it's bad. Like, we fucking know, Omarosa. But how do we roll this back?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
I don't know that we can. The worst thing that's happened out of it is this idea of, well, there's a few worse things, but it's like the vitriol and also this idea of fake facts and fake news and things like this. I don't think our culture will ever recover from this. I just don't think. Yeah. I think we will survive it, but we won't recover.
Yeah.
You know, I mean? Look, it's like you're losing an arm or a limb. You'll survive it. You'll mend. You'll move on. You'll be fine. But you won't be 100%.
I mean, look at Mike Pompeo just being confirmed today. And Samantha Bee did a piece about, like, this is who we are now. We're homophobic. We are Islamophobic. Uh-huh. This is our face to the world. So
it's
who
we are for a minute. Who we are for a minute. I don't think like I said, we won't recover fully, but we'll be able to heal. And part of that healing happens in November 2018. Part of that healing starts then.
Yes.
And then part of the next part of that healing is 2020. Okay? And we need to pick somebody who can win.
Ross Matthews.
Not somebody who we think is
perfect.
Listen,
if you don't get the Pulitzer, we better fucking get you the presidency, Ross.
Thank you. Well,
you might need to run for mayor in Palm Springs next year so you can run in 2020 for the White House.
So you have some experience.
But do you understand what I mean
by that?
It might
be thin, but, you know.
Do you understand what I'm afraid that the liberals are going to pick someone who we think is perfect, who can never win.
You know what I think is funny is that Cece Goldwater is calling right now while Ross Matthews is talking about his run for the presidency. We ran in 08, Goldwater 08, family name, no skills, just like W. And now we're like, why couldn't we do it again?
Yeah.
Why not?
Should I run?
Yes! What the fuck?
You know what? Stay tuned.
All right.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
You imagine.
We'll see what happens.
That's his policy for everything.
Everything. Today, he said, I'm staying out of it. I may change my mind, but I'm staying out of it.
We'll see what happens.
Didn't he just announce to Mueller that he's going to obstruct justice? Like, now it's like Minority Report crimes. Like, here's what I've done in the past, because that's on tape now. I fired Comey because of Trump Rusher. Mm-hmm. Now he's going to, these are the crimes you're going to commit in the future, just so you have a roadmap. Mm-hmm. Rush, what the fuck, man?
I don't know.
What has happened?
I don't, what has happened?
What?
I don't know. I wish I knew. I wish I could tell you that it was going to all be okay, but
no,
it's not. I mean,
like Omarosa, we speak for Omarosa and we say, it's not going to be okay. It's not. It's really bad. It's going to be worse.
Do you ever go back to that night? November 8th, 2016.
I was at a party at the Abbey where we saw things going the wrong way.
Yeah.
And then we were like, we need to get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just find, like, YouTube, like, the moment that it's like, there's a clip, like, the moment Rachel Maddow realizes it's gone. And I just like to sit in it. Mm.
It felt like a 10-pound
weight. I was hitting on a hot girl at
my
party.
You were?
Yeah. So I thought, that's going to be fine. She's not. There's no way she's going to lose. This is bullshit.
We have video.
Stephanie.
It's true.
Did you get the girl at least?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That night?
Yeah.
Did that help?
Oh, no, not that night. That was the first night, though. Yeah, some stuff. Sean knows.
I wasn't here for that.
Because that night, I don't know that I could have done anything. Hottest person in the entire world.
Yeah. No, I didn't do it that night. It was a distraction where I was like, oh, and this will all work out fine. We don't know yet. She's not conceding. This can't possibly be going to happen.
Yeah.
Do you feel like just like every sad trumpet in the world collapses on every other sad trumpet? Just like... yeah. this is some bullshit where we've gotten to.
Does like, this happen every episode?
But aren't you like the perfect? Aren't you like, what is he, like Zelig? He's something that like, because you're the intersection of reality show celebrity politics.
Yeah.
This, it all comes down to you.
It does,
Ross.
Come down to me. No. I am the dot that connects it all. I think I'm the anecdote to solve it. That's going to be my campaign slogan. How much of the wine have we had? Slogan.
This slogan is
no. Look, okay. It's still my glasses. Like no,
okay, this sounds too much. Chardonnay is slang.
Yeah.
Here's my slur. Here is my running mate, Dr. Ronnie Jackson.
God bless the United States.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. No. Little boy, would you like some popsicles?
Now, I'm just saying, listen, they brought up my interview with Omarosa in the White House briefing room. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm there.
No, you're the shit,
that
man.
That qualifies me to be president.
Yes.
Yeah. You're relevant now. Where's your Pulitzer?
No, he's never stopped being relevant. Fucking Ross Matthews has never stopped being relevant, man. Mm. You are every man. You are every man and everyone. And you encapsulate everything that makes America great. Without that goddamn fucking hat. And I love you, Ross Matthews, and I always have. We have so many intersections
of people.
Jay Leno.
I know.
Just everything. Late Night Show.
So many mutual friends.
The homo gayness, mutual friends. Mm-hmm. I love you, Ross Matthews.
I love you.
How do we follow you and worship you? Not in a creepy way.
And he's got a podcast, too.
I do have a podcast called...
Doesn't everyone?
It's called Straight Talk with Ross Matthews. We have 250...
That's funny because he's gay.
Yep. 253 episodes. It is so good. So funny. Big stars come on. We talk about everything and games. It's very, very fun. So you find that on iTunes or straighttalkwithross.com. And then my social media is Hello Ross. Follow me everywhere on Hello Ross. And RuPaul's Drag Race. Watch that.
That's on tonight. Thursday nights at 8 tonight. O'clock on VH1.
Listen, I cannot finger my box anymore because this is really getting... Ross Matthews, I love you.
I love you.
You're the greatest.
Thank you for having me.
Fucking Matthews, thank you for being had.
Well,
like the bitch that you are. You beautiful, beautiful baby.
You, my love.